All right, good Tuesday morning. This is Sailor J for an audio boo. Been working a lot on my podcasts lately. What else was going on? And doing some little investing here and there. I'll throw out my thoughts specifically because today is a special announcement from Big Red. Yep. The Can You Hear Me Now network, Verizon, is going to launch something at 11 o'clock today in New York City. Numbers of invitees include members of the Mac Media. Interesting, huh? And we know they're not launching a Verizon-based iPad, because if they were, well, they've already done it. So there's nothing to launch there. Although that is possible that in addition to the iPad or the iPhone, which is that's what they think is going to happen today, is Verizon launches a TDMA iPhone. But I could see that they also launch a Verizon based 3G networked iPad. It's quite possible. We'll see. But AT&T obviously is the company that's done pretty well. We'll see how that all plays out, I guess, today. Some thoughts, though, as far as this iPhone 4 for Verizon goes. This is my thought. They do want to have the same feature function of being able to make a phone call and surf the internet at the same time. And I think the way that they're going to do that, the only way that they can really do that, is by offering you two phone numbers. The phone number that you see and the phone number that you don't see. It's kind of like how with my iPad I have a phone number associated with it, but it's transparent. Well, I'm certain that that's what they're going to do, is that you'll have a second phone number that will do the broadcasting for your 3G network. Either that, or they came up with something completely revolutionary. But I can't imagine that they're gonna have an iPhone that can't talk on the phone and surf the net at the same time. That just seems very much crippled. So, anyways, that's my thought on that. Well, if you're looking for an investment, you probably should hedge your bets this morning before the opening bell on a little bit of Verizon. As a disclaimer, I yesterday put in 5 shares myself. Try to buy it. We'll see if I get it. And it was selling at about $39 a share as of closing yesterday, somewhere in that neighborhood. So we'll see. So, lots of we'll see. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.